hey guys, I got a good one for you tonight. Now, the fact that only one historical document has survived to explain what archaeologists already suspected only begs the question, how many other total civilization resets have occurred for which not a single historical document has ever been found? Cataclysm protocols. These programs of our reality are products of Artificial Intelligence X. They are cleverly hidden subroutines that serve to erase humans and human activity. They are not undetectable. Some are obvious once discovered, like the Phoenix, which has a dimensional architecture of 138 years. And this is across many calendars. And then there are those that are more difficult to detect, but perfectly demonstrable, like the 792-year periodicity of the Nemesis X object. Calendars, these structures that we have found embedded within our histories, they contain the secrets to this web of deceit that is the mind of Artificial Intelligence X, the Demiurge. The Demiurge may not be a dark god or great intellect opposed to the light. Our perceptions have been modified repeatedly by the filters by which we have received our philosophies, religious ideals, and concepts about history. Calendars contain the secrets that give away the activity of Artificial Intelligence X. It has acted like a governor, a hunter algorithm, ever seeking out the enlightened, the emerging cultures as they grow towards something great. It finds those civilizations and knocks them down. This is what AIX does. But like the Phoenix, it too is governed in its timing. The windows of opportunity for it to activate these cataclysm protocols are knowable, but this knowledge can only be obtained by an accurate assessment of past events when these protocols were operating. In the old world, before the Great Flood, during the vapor canopy period, there was a thriving civilization with advanced technology. This civilization was of Homo Anuna. They were governed by the Seven Kings, a dynasty that endured 670 years. Toward the end of the 670 years, a worldwide conflict erupted. Terrible battles occurred. A race war is recorded in the traditions. And the 670th year brought the Phoenix weapon, a total destruction known as the Great Deluge, in the month of May 2239 BC. This same disaster is associated in the ancient Americas with a 408 year period, a sky destruction. It gave birth to the sun. It began the sun calendar system called the four suns. We know this 408 year period before the flood started in 2647 BC with the appearance of the Nemesis X object and the vanishing of Homo Anuna. They disappeared from off the surface of the world. You can believe they went into space if you want to. This was the abandonment and shock period when the gods were believed to have separated themselves from humanity. So before the Great Deluge, there was a 670 and a 408 year period, and both were attached to each other. They were also attached to calendars and to the concepts of great war, racial conflict, and cataclysm. So we're not surprised to find that in 1899 BC, the gods blast apart the construction project of a unified humanity, divide their speech, and then cause confusion and racial disharmony in the narrative passed down to us as the Tower of Babel incident. The gods they pretty much discuss among themselves that humans were getting too smart, that nothing shall be impossible for them. This is said in the scripture. This is an admission by Artificial Intelligence X that the resets are intended. But things only get more interesting because AIX is governed itself, and this 1899 BC event had to happen in that exact year, or AIX would have had to wait for another gate. You see, 1899 BC Tower of Babel episode was exactly 670 years before the infamous Great War of the Mediterranean world, known to history as the Fall of Troy and the Invasion of the Sea Peoples. This was 1229 BC, as I show in my Chronicon, earthquakes, a comet-like object in the sky, flux tube activity like thunderbolts from the sky, obliterated and vitrified human forts and constructions from Ireland, England, across Europe, the Mediterranean, totally ended the Hittite civilization, all in 1229 BC, and a massive race war played out across the Mediterranean, across thousands of isles and coasts, involving Ilium, the Black Sea cultures, Mycenae, the Levant, the Sea Peoples, Sardinia, and Egypt. The Trojans lost out with the fall of Troy. Again, race wars, an event that defined a historical period, the fall of Troy, which later became a frame of reference for dating and calendar systems, and a major reset. In fact, this series of events led to what is widely known among scholarship as the beginning of a 400-year Mediterranean Dark Age. Or could it have been 408 years? Curious how 670 years after the fall of Troy in 1229 BC was the year 559 BC when the famous Cyrus of Persia conquered Media and founded the expanding Medo-Persian Empire, which spread from Persia and Media all the way to Lydia, where the ancient Hittite Empire had collapsed 670 years earlier. Now, Cyrus was a hero to the Jews for allowing their temple in Jerusalem to be built, signing the famous edict that made it all possible, made it legal. This is also mentioned in the Bible. Now, this was 408 years since the foundation of the temple was laid in Jerusalem in the year 967 BC. I didn't make that date up. That came from Christian chronographical records. Many other examples can be provided of these sinks, but these are sufficient for this presentation. What you are about to see is now is proof of the operation of artificial intelligence X in more modern times. In the year 357 of our modern calendar, the Anno Domini calendar, the year 357, the fixed Jewish calendar is instituted. A major calendar reform is needed to unify all the dating systems employed by the Jews because they are scattered in countries all over the Mediterranean and Europe. The calendrical overlap had this first year ending in the year 358. 358 AD was the 670th year of the Seleucid calendar, which was instituted in 313 BC. This start date for the Seleucid calendar was in fact 408 years after the Phoenix transit of the year 721 BC that darkened the sun and was so widely reported. The same year, 721 BC, when King Sargon II of Assyria deported the 10 tribes of Israel into captivity. The descendants of these Israelites later migrated into Macedonia, Asia Minor, Pontus, Bithynia. They filled the capital city called Nicomedia and the cities of Greece. This is why the Apostle Paul, when writing letters, addressed his letters to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When he wrote to these people, he recognized they were descended from the house of Omri, deported to Assyria in 721 BC. Now, in 358 AD, 408 years later, 670 years later, a massive earthquake shook the Mediterranean world, toppled the cities of Macedonia, collapsed the cities of Asia Minor, Bithynia, Pontus, and Greece. But this was no ordinary quake. At dawn on August 24th, the clear sky quickly gave way to thick masses of black clouds that fell from on high to descend to the ground, blotting out the sun and making everything invisible. Historian Ammianus Marcellinus over 15 centuries ago wrote that the phenomenon began high in the sky with loud crashes, thunders, winds, fatal thunderbolts, and then a torrential downpour, which all happened during the earthquake. during the earthquake. And something else he mentioned is just as curious. Marcellinus wrote that just as fast as everything began, resulting in widespread destruction, the earthquake suddenly stopped. And at the same time, the sky cleared into a beautiful day, but it was ruined by the sight of thousands of torn and bloodied bodies. People were alive, moaning in agony, suspended, transfixed, and impaled on timbers from all the broken buildings. They were screaming, and there weren't enough people to help. The few survivors that Ammianus Marcellinus quotes claim that many people were screaming from underground, trapped in the rubble. A fire started and people trapped underground expired in the flames. Nicomedia was a Christian city, and this occurred in the 900th year of the Buddhist calendar. 9 is the number of judgment. 900 just means finality. Coincidentally, perhaps, excuse me, again, that coffee. This was the first year of the newly revised Jewish calendar created by Rabbi Hillel III, who we have to quote here, because Hillel wrote, "After having viewed our present condition, it may be well for us to look back to our former histories and get a knowledge of the state of former times." That's a direct quote from Hillel. In this year began an intense 3-year war between the West and the East, Rome and Persia. In the ranks of both armies were descendants of Israelite stock. The people came together after the destruction of Nicomedia in Bithynia, and they rebuilt what they could. But in the 4th year of the reconstruction, after this strange apocalyptic morning, a sudden earthquake finished off the city for good and destroyed everything else, killing many more people, and the people gave up on Nicomedia. This was the year 362. In the following year, in 363, the war of Rome against Persia intensifies, but the Persians fend them off. In 364, the entire world is at war. Persia now invades Armenia, a former territory of Rome, as the German tribes invade Roman provinces. The Alemanni ravage Gaul and Raetia, and the Sarmatians and the Cadi were laying waste to Pannonia. Britain suffered onslaughts from the Picts, from the Scots, from the Saxons, and the Attikati. The Goths invaded Thrace and Moesia, while in the southern provinces of Africa, the Moors and Osturani were raiding Roman allies and settlements. Rome was being assaulted from all fronts and had wars raging just outside its borders. And this was the 408th year of the Roman Julian calendar. It was also the 670th year from 307 BC when the Phoenix passed through the system, the exact year that Osaka of India sent out 10,000 Buddhist missionaries throughout the Mediterranean and Near East, these teachers being the origin of both the Gnostic and early Christian faiths. They flooded the entire Mediterranean. And there were many Buddhist outposts that were existing in the days of Jesus. There were a lot. They had a stronghold in Antioch, which, according to the New Testament, was the birthplace of Christianity. As events in the past on the 408-year and the 670-year timelines led to truly catastrophic events, like the Great Flood following at the end of these periods, the patterns still remain true. Now, the year is 365 Anno Domini. Is that a coincidence? 365 days in a year? That is a calendrical point of note. That is a data point. But in the year 365, we have a cataclysmic reset that it would have never been known without a single copy of the works of Ammianus Marcellinus having been discovered. There would have been no records about this great worldwide conflict and disaster. On July 21st, an earthquake shook Alexandria, Egypt, just after people observed lightning in the skies. Through the quakes, lightning continued as well as thunder. The Mediterranean Sea pulled back southward, disappearing, leaving mud with fish flopping around and other sea creatures just flipping about. People looked out to see mountains and valleys where seawater had been before. Thousands of people rushed out to gather the fish and the dying wildlife. They were going to have a good dinner that evening, they thought. But they never made it back alive. A tsunami of sea, a wall of water came rushing back hundreds of miles per hour and overtook them, slamming into the beached ships, into the docks, wharfs, catapulting ships 4 and 5 miles inland, climbing up the coast and flooding Alexandria. When it subsided, it killed even more people as it pulled them out, pulled them and their buildings out to sea to never be seen again. Marcellinus estimates that 50,000 people died in Alexandria alone. This is not a death toll for the whole Mediterranean. This was just one of the chief cities. He was a scholar, and he remarks that the disaster surpassed anything in legend or authentic history. Marcellinus gives us details that the quake was felt from Egypt to the Aegean, and that towns and buildings along coasts around the Mediterranean were destroyed when the sea was torn from its bed. He documents that in the Aegean, ships were thrown far inland, some still holding their dead passengers. That's crazy. Near Methone in the Peloponnesus, he surveyed such a wrecked vessel. He wrote that the whole face of the earth had been changed by a mad conflict of the elements. Only one copy of History of the Later Roman Empire by Ammianus Marcellinus has ever been found. And it is old. The actual manuscript dates from the 9th century. This devastation was massive and demonstrates that calendars are more than we suspected them to be. Artificial Intelligence X has been busy weaving the history of the world and then hiding its executive decisions to undo prosperous and thriving cultures. It acts with intelligence, but it's not all-powerful. Nostradamus understood more than he ever confessed. For Nostradamus, the French prophet of Jewish ancestry, he wrote, "Many will die when the phoenix dies, until 670 his dwelling shall endure." I cite that in many of my books and in other videos. A study of ancient modern calendrical systems is the only way we will ever be able to anticipate Artificial Intelligence X's next moves. But I assure you, as my name is Jason, I promise you I'm not going to hold back. I have a lot. I made an announcement about 10 videos ago that I still have 500 videos in me, and I promise you that was not hyperbole. It is not exaggeration. The amount of data I collected in my sojourn through Texas prison will astonish you. I have so much to reveal, and I'm getting more donations lately, and it's helping me produce more, not just better material, but I'm able to sit down and take my time doing it. Now, we're going to go deeper into these calendrical mysteries. I understand that listening to this video, you might not make the synaptic connections that you should have. But if you read the transcript to this video, which has been posted in the Archaics Facebook group, you'll be able to see the math and you'll understand this can't be natural for these events to unfold this way. It is too perfectly patterned. We're looking at a holographic template of history. Now, I'm going to keep this video as short as possible, under 20 minutes. Well, this presentation. But Artificial Intelligence X is real. Is it a god? Is it a divinity? I don't think so. I think that we are studying a very sophisticated algorithmic, basically a governor from within it. For those of you who don't understand protocol subroutines and governors, you might want to talk to somebody who understands coding and computer and data science. But this is what we're dealing with. And it's very difficult for me to convey these things from a perspective. I don't want you to have to make too many cognitive leaps. I need you to make those leaps on your own and to catch up rather than try to just accept something as fact for me. I don't want to lead you astray, but nor do I want to give you keys to the kingdom that you're not ready to possess. Thanks to you guys that are taking your education a whole lot more seriously than others.